Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show.
This is Optimal Living Daily Relationships, episode 206. 7 powerful questions to help you forgive and be kind to one another and to yourself by Salone George of spiritualllivingforbusypeople.com. Hey, relationship optimizers, I'm your host, Joss Marie, and I hope you're doing well on this fine Monday. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling really good today. Maybe I slept really well, or maybe it's just the caffeine running through my blood. Whatever it is, I'll take it. I'm also really excited about today's posts by Salone George. For those of you who may be new here, Salone is a blogger who writes about spiritual tips for living well. I always find his content to be super uplifting and motivational, and today I actually have the pleasure of narrating 2 of his posts because they're both short and we've decided to include them both in one episode. For now, let's hear Salone's posts and start optimizing your life. 7 Powerful Questions to Help You Forgive by Salone George of spiritualllivingforbusypeople.com. Quote, "To err is human, to forgive, divine." Alexander Pope. It's not like you haven't tried to let it go, the hurt that a certain person caused you years ago, but every time the memory of what happened resurfaces, the hurt is almost as intense as it was on the day you were betrayed. You want to let it go, but you're simply unable to summon the will to do so. You want to be free of the pain of resentment and bitterness, but you can't find a way out. Forgiving someone who hurt you is probably the hardest thing there is. But if you want emotional and spiritual freedom, forgiveness is the key to unlocking what you most deeply desire. If you want to forgive but don't know where to begin, here are 7 questions you can ponder to help you be more open to forgiving and letting go. Number 1. What are my options? When we feel stuck and unable to forgive, we mistakenly believe that we have no choice but to feel the way we're feeling. But that's simply not true. Asking yourself, "What are my options?" has the power to unlock this truth in a way that allows you to see that you can choose to let go rather than hold on. This is the essence of forgiveness. It's not making nice with the perpetrator or condoning their actions. It's simply choosing to let go of the hurt that's slowly destroying you. Number 2. Would I be okay leaving this unresolved if I died today? How much better might our lives be overall if we remembered our death every single day? Try this. Close your eyes. Transport yourself to the day of your death. Is holding on to resentment toward this person or issue bringing you peace as you lay dying? I highly doubt it. And here's the thing. It's not bringing you peace right now either. So why not let it go so you can be at peace both now and on the day you die? Number 3. Who am I hurting? A frequent motivation, often unconscious, for not forgiving someone is the desire to hurt the other person. Withholding affection, wishing ill on the person, the silent treatment. These are all ways we seek to return the hurt on those who hurt us. You may think you're hurting them, and you might, but here's the thing. You're likely only hurting yourself. Is your punishing them worth the pain? Number 4. What am I waiting for? If it's an apology, you may be waiting a long time. Do you want the person who hurt you to have that much control? Because if you're waiting for them to apologize before you can let go and experience relief, you've given them total control over your life. Asking this powerful question helps you remember that you really don't need to wait. Number 5. What do I want to experience in this moment? Do you want peace or pain? Do you want to feel free or imprisoned? If you focus on what you want to experience in any given moment, you can feel more empowered to make the right choices to achieve your desired state. If you want peace and freedom, forgiveness is the way to go. Number 6. What do I have to lose? Your righteous anger, your self-pity, your suffering? Would it be so bad if you lost all these? Number 7. What about justice? Maybe you're thinking at this point, this is all good, but what about justice? What is the purpose of your desire for justice? Is it to cut the other person down, or is it a desire to bring healing and wholeness to what was broken? The former is retributive justice that often results in more harm than good. The latter requires deep and thoughtful engagement with the perpetrator on how relationship and community might be restored. It also requires a forgiving heart. It's a much harder process, but it can yield tremendous fruit. To forgive is divine. Tired of feeling resentment all the time? Tired of letting the past control your present and future? Meditate on these questions. Write them down. Bring them to mind when you feel unable to forgive. You'll discover the path to the emotional and spiritual freedom you seek, because to forgive is divine. Be kind to one another and to yourself. By Salone George of spiritualliving4busypeople.com. Quote, you can either practice being right or practice being kind. Anne Lamott. We like to be right. We like winning arguments. But what does that get you? A feeling of moral superiority? An affirming sense of self? A sense of safety? What if the addiction to being right was your way of avoiding weaknesses and blind spots? Your way of elevating yourself at the expense of another? Your way of not having to listen to another person's point of view or listening to what they are trying to say to you? Take a look at the righteous path you are on. Turn around and see the havoc you have created in your wake. Anger, bitterness, humiliation, guilt, shame. How does that make you feel? Want to try a different path? Ways to practice being kind when you want to be right. Number 1. Talk less and listen more. Listen to their point of view. Listen to their complaints. Yes, sometimes the complaint may bring up a perceived shortcoming in you. Be strong enough to just listen rather than jumping to defend yourself. Number 2. Ask questions. One great way to be a good listener is to ask open-ended questions. Ask as many of them as you can before making statements. Ask questions like, what do you mean by that? Tell me more. How did that make you feel? These may be cliche, but they work. You can be more creative in the questions you formulate. Number 3. Challenge your assumptions. Think about your assumptions in a critical way. Get the opinion of a trusted friend or mentor. They will likely help you see any holes in your theory. Number 4. Be kind to yourself. Being kind to others starts with being kind to yourself. Give up the need to be right all the time. It's exhausting. It goes against reality. You were not created to be right. You were created to be loved. You just listened to the posts titled, 7 Powerful Questions to Help You Forgive, and Be Kind to One Another and to Yourself, by Salone George of spiritualliving4busypeople.com. Thank you so much to Salone for letting us share these posts with you today. I mentioned that I'm a University of Wisconsin journalism major way back when we first launched the show, and Salone's posts about being right reminds me a lot about the lessons I learned in J school about really listening to all sides of a story. And I've found that it's relevant to my everyday life too. I find myself really listening to other people's points, even if they don't align with my own, and trying to truly understand them. I've honestly found that it makes for a more pleasant life to just live with a curious and open mind. If you'd like to share today's episode with a friend, please do. I've actually been sharing episodes a lot lately. If you're using Apple Podcasts, simply click on the three dots icon that is just to the right of the episode title and author, and then select Share Episode. You can choose to send it via text or email, whichever you prefer. If you're not listening through Apple Podcasts, you can share the show by sending a friend our link right to oldpodcast.com/listen. Thank you so much for sharing, and I hope to see you again tomorrow with a post from Dr. Diana Kirshner with some tips for moving on after a divorce or breakup, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.